Red and yellow and blue and pink, purple and orange and green. No, that's not right. Red and yellow and pink and blue, purple and orange and green. Apparently, these things are supposed to help. I'm not convinced, you know, but I do as I'm told. Nothing much better to do in here. Third visit to the loony bin in a month. Nearly a record apart from the summer of 92. Now that was a bad year. This one's for my atypical depression, which basically means I'm suicidal most of the time, but I can blag it pretty well. Well, not always, obviously. This one's a sedative for my OCD, pure O version, just the obsessive thoughts. This one's supposed to help with my PTSD, this one's for the panic attacks, and this one's for the nausea because of the side effects of this one. And this one is supposed to help me sleep. And this one, well, I don't really know. But they assure me I'm not mad, just ill. Not sure which is worse, really. I've been anorexic, bulimic, I've had 3 nervous breakdowns, 4 manic episodes, and I was addicted to tranquilizers for a bit. Not long, though, not like you're full-on junkie or anything. And I've a bit of a soft spot for vodka. I'm nearly in double figures with my suicide attempts. I tried hanging myself. That was a disaster. I spent 3 hours on the internet trying to find out how to tie a noose. I don't know whether it's just me, but it's not that easy. Because, well, I get all muddled with things like that. I had a go, but it was a slip knot, and all I managed to achieve was a broken ankle, which was a bit embarrassing. Well, you know how everyone asks you what you did when you've got a plaster cast on? Well, I told everyone I was doing a parachute jump for charity and it had gone a bit wrong. People were really impressed, thought I were really brave. I said to them, well, at least I raised some money. What's a broken ankle if I help the sick and needy? People believed me. I tried slitting my wrists. God, that was years ago. I was young and naive at the time and cut the wrong bleeding way. I only managed one wrist because I passed out. Can't stand the sight of blood, you see. I've always fancied gassing myself. But every place I've ever lived, there's been an electric oven, so... I have teetered on the top of many a tall building in my time, but quite frankly, I'm a coward and I'm petrified of heights, and all I can think is, what if I survive? I'll be maimed and crippled without the use of my arms and my legs, and I won't even have the option of trying again. Obviously, I've overdosed several times, but I just puke it all up. I must have a really weak stomach or something. The last time, I was pacing around my flat, trying to breathe to stop them all coming back up, and drinking peppermint tea, which apparently is recommended to calm an icky stomach down, but no chance. Every overdose has ended with me cleaning multicoloured puke off the back of the bathroom door for a week, and having to buy a lot of Joss sticks to get rid of the bloody smell. But I usually come back here, because of the self-mutilation. Which is fair enough, I suppose. It is the messiest. Once a month, it all builds up inside. They reckon it's partly hormonal, but I flip. It's like I can feel it all building up, this sick curdling in my guts, just churning and churning, my head racing. Nothing feels real and the world feels like plastic. And then I start to feel so desperate inside, like my whole world just falls in on itself and no one can save me. I can't help it. Really, I can't. I have to hurt myself and I start spacing out all these pictures in my head and this horrible smell. I'd started seeing this guy a couple of weeks ago. I really liked him and it happened and, as usual, I've not seen him since. He brought me in here. Rang NHS Direct while I was doing my whirling dervish thing and they said to bring me in. I remember seeing his face. Pale and scared. But it don't feel real at the time. Like when you're drunk or something. I was banging my head against the wall and laughing like a nutter, then crying, then laughing, then crying and punching myself in the head and screaming and I just went for the knife. It felt like I wanted to rip my stomach open. So I tried to. Blood everywhere. And I'm screaming again, but I can't feel it. Can't feel it hurting till after. And I nearly passed out because of the sight of my own blood again. But by then, the horrible feeling's gone. And that smell. And I've just got bloody stomachache. Well, not exactly stomachache. I mean, it's not just a bit of wind that a good fart would sort out. Knocks me sick, that kind of pain. But it's better than that horrible feeling. It's like I come to in a way. Like the hurting myself brings me round, brings me out of it. It's not always my stomach that gets it. It's my arms, my legs, my head. He was a nice guy. Stayed with me for a bit once they got me in. Talked with me for a while. I think he was genuinely worried. Oh well. See, this always happens. They run a mile. Can't blame him, really. Never much luck with men. Just trigger it all off, you see. I try. Really, I try. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of my bloody self. I say it, but I just don't love or approve of myself. How can I? When my mother hates me. I know some people say that that's ridiculous, but I know she does. From the bottom of her stony heart, she hates me. 'Cause Dad always fancied me more than her.